from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Nightcap here on WGR. Zach Jones along with you, of course, with Brayton Wilson as well tonight as we get ready for the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery to begin. We're moments away. The Sabres right now sit at pick number 13. They cannot become the number one overall pick. They can win the Draft Lottery. The highest they can go up to is number 3 overall. Anaheim sits with the highest odds, followed by Columbus, and then Chicago are your top 3. Connor Bedard, out of Regina in the Western Hockey League, is considered by many to be a generational talent. It is not even, I won't even say the favorite. He is 100% going to go first overall to whichever team wins tonight. This is very much equivalent of Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid from just a few years ago of, you're not just competing for the number one overall pick, you are competing for a game changer, franchise changer, franchise altering player. And, you know, for Buffalo, it's not a crazy night right now. That, like, I mean, we're hanging out, we're having a good time, we're just talking about some of these prospects. But if you're in, you know, if you're covering the Anaheim Ducks, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Chicago Blackhawks, San Jose, Montreal, Arizona, Philadelphia, any of the teams really that can win it, you are probably stressing a little bit right now. Like, this is a big night that can change the fortunes of your franchise. And for some of these franchises that are at the top, that have never had this kind of player or haven't had this player in 20, 30 years, it is a monumental shift that could be happening, especially, you know, if it's in the Western Conference that Bedard goes to. You know, the rivalries that could be developing between a guy like McDavid and Bedard just because of pure talent alone.
The two Connors going against each other.
The two Connors. What a name for hockey. And, I mean, that alone is going to become must-watch TV. We're already seeing it now with the NHL playoffs and just how exciting it's been. If you add Bedard in 2 or 3 years, it's going to be exceptional television. And for a franchise like a Columbus is really someone I'm looking at in the Eastern Conference, but a team like Columbus has never really had that kind of player. They tried to tank as best they could. Anaheim just was truly just superior in that avenue, but I think I'd be okay with either of the top two teams ending up with the Columbus or Anaheim. Anaheim has a ton of young talent already. Bedard would be the kind of that final piece of the young guys. Columbus, just, they get Johnny Gaudreau. They finally kind of destroy the topic of no one wanting to come to Columbus, no one wanted to stay. Gaudreau picks them over teams like Calgary and Jersey and Philadelphia and free agency. And if they get a Bedard, he immediately becomes the face of their franchise and a guy that in all likelihood, 15, 20 years from now, is going to be their greatest player of all time. I mean, like, this is the kind of night you're looking for and you're waiting for. McDavid would be the best player on almost every other team except Edmonton. I feel bad for him in that sense.
Well, I mean, he's got Leon Draisaitl, and he's actually got a really nice group around him where they could realistically compete for the Stanley Cup. I mean, I picked the Edmonton Oilers
Edmonton's
to break
win it.
The curse for Canadian teams not winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's just...
Edmonton is loaded with talent, and they seemingly finally nailed with goaltending. They have Stuart Skinner, and then they were able to add on the fence during the trade deadline. Edmonton is a blast.
The only team that's going to hold them back, in my opinion at least, from winning is Vegas.
If Vegas can Seattle's beat Edmonton, fun, Seattle's kind of fun.
Seattle's fun. Dallas is even fun. I like Dallas, even though they're a Peter DeBoer team. They're a great young group of players. They've got a lot of talent.
And Jason Robertson's a blast.
Oh, I would really love to see Dallas, you know, do something. I think the Western Conference this year in the playoffs is much more intriguing than the Eastern Conference.
Oh, absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. Florida, though, is the story of the playoffs up to this point, just because of their upset of Boston.
100%.
And the fact that they, on Wednesday, could very much sweep Toronto.
Yeah. And that would be a showing in its own.
Yep.
And then at that point, we start speculating about, you know, the future of the Toronto Maple Leafs just because what do they do? Are they going to let Kyle Dubas go and not give him a contract extension? Are they going to fire Sheldon? Are they going to fire Sheldon Keefe? What's the future of Matthews? What's the future of some of these other players and everything? William Nylander?
Yeah, baby.
It becomes really interesting discussion if they get swept. Because, you know, we thought they were going to have those discussions when, if they had lost to Toronto, or not Toronto, Tampa Bay in round one again. If they had lost in the first round again for 19th, like they didn't get out of the first round for I think it would have been a sixth straight playoff appearance and then, you know, 19 years without a playoff series win. I mean, that's embarrassing. That's absolutely embarrassing.
It's so bad.
But, you know, I heard it from, I think it was Steve Dangle. Steve Dangle, we, you know, Sportsnet, he's a big Toronto guy and, you know.
Big Steve Dangle guy over here.
He made it very clear in his reaction to the game yesterday. It was just like, hey, it's great that you won. It's great you broke your playoff streak after 19 years. But if you get swept and you lose the way you did, it is all for nothing.
I agree with that. I very much agree with that in terms of the Toronto Maple Leafs. You finally got that monkey off your back, a lot like Steve Young did when he won his Super Bowl in San Francisco against the Chargers. It was this thing that they couldn't do, he couldn't do. They finally did it. But with Young, it was a Super Bowl win. With Toronto, there was always a way they could still screw that up, and they are looking like they're going to. If you get swept, all of that goodwill of finally getting out of the first round goes away because you just didn't show up in the second round. And in part of that, too, their big four haven't scored a goal yet in the second round.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
Here's a very funny stat for you. The leading shot getters yesterday for Toronto in their overtime loss to Florida, David Kampf and Erik Gustafsson.
Eric Gustafsson.
Most people would hear those names and be like, wait, who?
That's amazing.
Who?
I love the star power they have, but you can make, it's not even really an argument. It is just, I think it's at this point facts. They fold so hard under pressure.
Oh my goodness.
Hard under pressure.
It is quite embarrassing.
And that is where even if a team wants to trade for a guy like a Marner or a Matthews, there is questions of, yeah, but they can't be the face of our organization. They can't be the guy. Like they have to be accumulated with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
It's stunning though that Toronto, for how great they did drafting to get all those guys, to then bring in Tavares in free agency, right? They didn't trade for him; they brought him in free agency.
Yep.
That they just, each one of them just is not really that gamer, that guy that just, I'm going to will my team to a win in this series.
I think unless Toronto pulls off some sort of comeback, they win Game 4, they win Game 5, force a Game 6, even force a Game 7. I think if they don't get to at least Game 6, I think it's just as bad as if they had lost that first round series.
I think so, and because it's embarrassing.
I don't think they bring back Dubas in that case. I don't think they bring back Sheldon Keefe in that case.
Kyle Dubas to me really is the one where it's like, are they actually going to bring him back? Because Sheldon Keefe, I just don't see it. We're going to get the NHL draft lottery going right now. We're going to go to Assistant Commissioner Bill Daly here right now.
As we reveal the results of tonight's draft lottery. With that, let's get it started. The number 16 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to Calgary Flames.
Calgary did not have a first-round pick last year, but they will be picking 16th overall for the fourth time in franchise history.
The number 15 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Nashville Predators.
This will be GM David Poile's last draft representing the franchise since its inception. Former head coach Barry Trotz will be taking over GM duties in July.
The number 14 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Penguins had a 16-season playoff run and saw that come to an end. But the upside is they'll be picking 14th, and they have a top 15 pick for the first time in a little over a decade.
The number 13 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.
Major improvements in Western New York for the Sabres with a 91-point campaign. They'll be picking 13th for the seventh time in franchise history and the first time since they selected Zach Kassian in 2009.
The number 12 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Ottawa Senators.
As mentioned, since this pick isn't a top five pick, the selection transfers to Arizona and as a condition of the Jacob Chychrun trade. The Coyotes will be selecting 12th for the fourth time in franchise history.
The number 11 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Vancouver Canucks.
Patrick Alvin will be heading a second draft for Vancouver in the Pacific Northwest. This is the last time that the Canucks had selected 11th overall, which was way back in 1982.
The number 10 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the St. Louis Blues.
The St. Louis Blues will have three first-round picks for general manager Doug Armstrong for the first time since 2007.
The number 9 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Detroit Red Wings.
The last time they had the 9th overall pick in Motown was back in 2017 when they took forward Michael Rasmussen.
The number 8 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Washington Capitals.
Their 8-season playoff run came to an end with the 8th overall pick. They will have, though, the top 10 selection for the first time since 2007.
The number 7 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Philadelphia Flyers.
After taking Cutter Gauthier 5th overall last year, the Flyers will be selecting 7th for the 5th time in franchise history.
The number 6 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Arizona Coyotes.
Last year, the Coyotes had three first-round selections, headlined by American Logan Cooley at 3 overall. This year, they'll be selecting 6th overall for the first time since taking Oliver Ekman-Larsson in 09.
The number 5 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Montreal Canadiens.
Last year, Le Canadien made a historic selection by taking Slovak Juri Slafkowski 1st overall. This year, they'll be selecting 5th. The last time they had the 5th overall pick is when they took franchise ace in goal, Carey Price.
The number 4 overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the San Jose Sharks.
This will be Mike Greer's second draft as a Sharks GM. They have never selected 4th overall, but they have a top 5 pick for the first time since 1998. And there is our first change in the order, with Columbus dropping to 3rd. So now either Anaheim or Chicago will select 1st overall. Anaheim has never selected 1st overall. And the last time Chicago drafted number 1 was when they took future Hall of Famer Patrick Kane.
All right, so there we go. We've got our top 3. They didn't show it, but I guess Columbus is going to be picking 3. So we've got our first change. So now it's going to be between Anaheim and Chicago. That is going to be what it's between to get Connor Bedard. Not the nightmare scenario for me, but please be Anaheim. I really do not want him in Chicago. And then for the Sabres, it was chalk really up until 3. The Buffalo Sabres will be picking at 13th. Brayton, what are we feeling right now? How are we feeling? Are we feeling good? I'm not really liking that.
You know, I
also feel really bad for Columbus.
Yeah, I would have really liked if Columbus had gotten up there to be a top 2 pick, but you know, it's kind of funny because I totally just missed the 3rd pick. I was getting ready for the push notification, the tweet on who won the draft lottery, and I just totally missed Columbus not winning one.
Yeah.
I thought they were just like, oh, wait, they're going to announce the top three when they come back? And then it was like, oh, no.
No, they just, I was going to say, that we didn't even do like a card flip. It was just, okay, there's our first change, and it's Columbus.
Hold on here.
And I don't, is Columbus going to be picking three? That was very weird how they did it on TV.
They did not announce the top three.
They did not, okay. What was that about then on TV then? That was very weird.
Kevin Weeks just said, and I think he just hinted that Columbus dropped to number three. But they didn't actually announce Columbus going to number three.
Twitter's kind of going off of like, did Kevin Weeks just announce that Columbus is not going to be?
Yeah.
This is bad. They're in commercial break now. I think it is official, though, that Columbus is going to be picking three. It sounds like that is like a thing that Weeks just accidentally said it early. That's brutal. I feel really bad. I feel really, really bad for Columbus now. Also, I mean, it's because they lose, but also it was a very sudden, like, wait, we're out?
Right. Just all of a sudden, just like, wait, what?
So I feel bad for them, but this is... Brayton, we were saying it, I don't want Chicago with everything off the ice. And then you even add in the fact that they're just coming off of a great run with Kane and Taves. Mm-hmm. I don't want that team to have just right away back-to-back. And it would kind of be like Pittsburgh going from Mario Lemieux literally to Sidney Crosby. And I don't love that.
Let me say this. I really do then in this situation, if Chicago wins the number one pick and gets Connor Bedard, wouldn't you almost expect Chicago to then kind of have the expectation of, well, it's time to win now. You might as well just start making moves to go get other pieces and add to your core to be able to play with Connor Bedard. So, yeah, you might have the best player, you know, coming out of this draft and maybe one of the future best players in the world, but they are, you know, you don't want to be like one of the worst teams again and having to pick in the top three of next year's draft too. I mean, it might happen anyway because the team is bad, but that's kind of the situation I'm thinking of.
I wonder how Chicago will treat it if they get them. I think because, you know what's weird? Chicago has been sort of that afterthought team. Even though they're in the top three, I don't think many of us have actually thought that they could do it. But... Okay. It's them or Anaheim now. I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
Right, because Kevin Weeks totally spoiled it.
That's brutal. I feel so bad for Weeks. I mean, because this is a huge moment for these franchises, and Columbus is one I was talking about where it would be huge for them. And now for anyone covering the Blue Jackets,
Bill Daly.
Yep, Bill Daly coming back. Here we go.
Good luck to each of Anaheim, Columbus, and Chicago. We'll start with... number three, the number three overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
There's a look at John Davidson and Jarmo Kekalainen out in the Buckeye State in Columbus, Ohio. Watch parties are going nuts so far. You can see on the right, we've got the Anaheim Ducks fans that are going bonkers. And on the left, that is the scene, and it is set now for the final two, Anaheim Ducks General Manager Pat Verbeek, and on the left, General Manager of the Chicago Blackhawks, Kyle Davidson. Without further ado, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, take it away.
The first overall selection in the 2023 NHL Draft belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks. Number two, the Anaheim Ducks.
Bedlam in Chicago. Chicagoland.
I don't even care. This is ridiculous. The Chicago Blackhawks have won the 2023 NHL draft lottery. They will be drafting Connor Bedard. I'm not happy, Brayton. I am not happy. I'm not happy.
I don't think much of Twitter is happy either. Yeah. The first few tweets I'm seeing is, you know, some people are like, yeah, great, Chicago gets Connor Bedard. And then, you know,
not happy. This is I do not love this. I think as well, too, even like you look past some of the other issues off the ice, everything that was coming out this year. If we're just looking at the team, they are years from competing.
That's why, again, My point is, they get Connor Bedard now. They have the best up-and-coming talent in the NHL by far.
Yep.
You have to start building now. The yep. team is not even close, but no. you have to. You almost you have to. You have to exceed the expectations
because
with a guy like Connor Bedard.
If he went to Anaheim, you would have guys like McTavish and Zegras already there, having played real serious NHL minutes. Chicago is a blank slate with a really bad reputation now. Yes, he's in the U.S. market. Yes, he's in a big U.S. market. But I think in terms of the teams he could have gone to, Chicago to me is maybe the worst one the NHL could have hoped for here. The Canadian market's obviously, you know, me and you didn't want Montreal because of the Atlantic division, but I do not like Chicago at all here. I'm not a fan of that, even slightly. Not a fan of this even a little bit.
No.
I think this is a bad look for the NHL now. And I'm not saying it's rigged, not even slightly, but just I cannot imagine the NHL really wanted him in Chicago.
This is where I will continue to pound the table time and time and time and time and time again. The NHL draft lottery, the NBA draft lottery, I think the MLB is going to a draft lottery format here. All draft lotteries are useless. Send them to the sun, get rid of them, and it is just ridiculous. The NHL loves this. They love this, that Connor Bedard, the next generational talent in the NHL, is going to Chicago because he's going to turn that franchise around after they had several years of success in the NHL with Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, the likes of those people. And they also had a franchise-marring incident with everything that happened
Everything.
And
has absolutely marred their cup runs.
Yeah, now they're going to get arguably the next generational player.
Not a fan. I'm not a fan again,
that team is really, really not in a good situation to win the number one pick overall right away and be successful. Even with Connor McDavid in Edmonton, they at least had that flourish of success right off the bat from him. He got injured. Things kind of went to you-know-what afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the team was still not good. I mean, they finished, they picked fourth overall that year and got Puljujarvi in 2016. But if McDavid had played the entire year, they may not have made the playoffs, but they probably are not picking in the top five.
Yeah.
Maybe not even in the top 10 in that draft class.
But
instead,
this is brutal.
They got number four. So, I look at this and I'm just like, really, we gotta watch Connor Bedard go to Chicago
and that's the thing too. Really and I've said it a few times when I do talk about Connor Bedard. I love him as a player. I think he's one of the most mature 17-year-olds I've literally ever heard speak. I think he's going to be a franchise cornerstone for anyone that got him.
Yeah.
And I hate now that I am going to root for him. I want him to succeed.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
On a team like Chicago, after everything that's come out this year, and even if it weren't just for that, the fact that we just saw them be good.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that at all.
Well,
when you had teams like Anaheim, and for me especially, it was Columbus as well, was somebody that I would have loved to have seen him at and to be able to really grow that market.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I think, a brutal result for hockey overall. I really, really do.
Yeah. I think in the larger scope it is. The NHL will see it as a huge, huge money grab just because he's going
to
go to
a huge market. And a market that loves hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a huge market that's trying to build it.
And a franchise that, despite their recent things that have come about, have been winning.
Yeah.
Successful.
They've been a very successful franchise.
Aside from the past 3-4 years where they showed the cliff. They came off that cliff. They had to trade Patrick Kane. They are letting go of Jonathan Toews. Who knows if Jonathan Toews signs on anywhere else or plays ever again. If I'm him, probably not. But, I mean, he might want to continue his career, but long COVID has got a really bad situation on him.
Yep.
Looking, though, at the Blackhawks, oh, my goodness. They have, one, two players that are under contract beyond the 24-25 season. So beyond, beyond after next season, they only have two players under contract. Two.
Man,
are on the NHL roster right now. I'm looking at injured reserve. So as of the 2024-25 season, when that starts, they will have two NHL players on their roster to start the year. And then when you factor in Bedard and he signs his entry level contract, he'll be under contract beyond that too. But you want to take a gander at those two players that are under contract right now for the Blackhawks that heading into the 25-26 season?
Just like, that's the thing. Out of all the top teams, they are easily the furthest away from being any sort of competitive.
Spoiler alert, similar to the Sabres 1999 question, none of those players are forwards that are going to be under contract
great
for the 25-26 season.
Brutal.
One of them, Seth Jones, signed a stupid massive contract, $9.5 million per year. He'll be under contract through 2029-2030. And Seth Jones, at least in the advanced stats statistic, not great. And the other player is Connor Murphy.
Yep.
That is bad. That is really bad.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. Chicago tanked. They tanked.
Oh, yeah.
But unlike other teams who were bad and just like this was the year they were going for it and they had already good young prospects, there is nothing there in Chicago.
Well,
it is Bedard and that is it.
Let me throw this at you, too. Very reminiscent of kind of the Sabres from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Heading into this year's draft, the Blackhawks have 6 picks in the first 2 rounds, 8 in the first 3. 4 second-rounders they have. So they have the capital to be able to finagle with those picks.
Mm-hmm.
They have the capital to be able to, if they want, go out and acquire some decent players to go play with a Connor Bedard, to be able to come up with a lineup that would kind of cater to Connor Bedard if they really truly want to try that, if they're not trying to tank, which they don't have to tank anymore. They have the best next up and coming generational player in the NHL. He goes to a market like Chicago, which is great. It's a great U.S. market too. Connor Bedard's going to get so much play on national TV, and we're just going to get more of, oh my God, the Blackhawks are on national TV again, which isn't great. So here are the players. I'll run through real quick. I know we should probably take a break and then come back, but we'll go through this real quick.
No, yeah, we can ride this out. Okay.
So here are the players that are under contract heading into next season. Tyler Johnson, Jason Dickinson, Colin Blackwell, Cole Gutman, Mackenzie Entwistle, Reese Johnson, Boris Tkachuk, Taylor Radish, defenseman, Seth Jones, Nikita Zaitsev, Connor Murphy, Jared Tenorti, goaltender, Peter Mrazek. And then when you look at like their young players that they have, Lucas Reichel is arguably their best prospect at this time that's under contract. He's under contract for one more year. Kevin Korchinski, who was your number one pick last year, he probably... I would think he's probably going to make the NHL roster next year.
Yep.
And again, they might not be good, but he's going to play. So yeah, they've got themselves in a not so great of a situation, and their best goaltending prospect as of right now is Jackson Staber. And yeah, that's it. Drew Komesso is their best, but Jackson Staber might be ready right away to jump into the NHL and play with Peter Mrazek for next year. But even then, those are not some good names to have on that roster. Your best name is arguably Lucas Reichel.
Yep.
Offensively. Maybe Taylor Radish and Boris Tkachuk. That's it. Other than that, it's a bunch of guys that are like depth players or guys that might not even start the year in the NHL. Go to the AHL.
I hate this so much. Yeah. I'm not happy. The day started off so positively.
Well, do you want to go to break and come back and do one or two more segments? Go to 9?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Why not?
We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be coming back here after a quick timeout. You're listening to WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. You're listening to WGR.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery coverage here on the Nightcap. I'm Zach Jones, along with Brayton Wilson, and we live in a not-great society. Chicago has the number one overall pick. They are going to get Connor Bedard. Columbus falls to 3, and Anaheim will pick number 2. I'm not happy, Brayton. I'm not happy. I made that pretty well known before.
I think you did.
It was them in Montreal. I just didn't want. Arizona, I would have been mad, but I'm like, you know what? There's at least fun young talent there. Even you could even get the idea. You know, me and Josh Schmidt, we were covering the Extra Point Show today, and we had someone tweet at us and go, "That might be the worst case scenario for like Toronto, because Austin Matthews would see all that young talent. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He might want to go over there." Beautiful, love it. I love that idea. And we were just talking about in the last segment, like, where's even the young talent on Chicago? Where is the buildup coming from there? And that's just ignoring everything off the ice and all of the disgusting stuff that was going on there. There is, outside of the TV market, which if you really wanted to push it, you could have gotten from Philadelphia. Because at least that would have been fun with him and Tortorella. A flashy player like Bedard having John Tortorella as his coach. At least that's a good time for everyone involved that's a neutral fan.
I am searching right now. Scott Wheeler, he from The Athletic, he does his annual best prospects, or like where kind of everyone lands.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'm trying to find Chicago's. I'm trying to find what he wrote about the Chicago Blackhawks, where their prospect pool. And let's see. Oh, man, I have to log in. Hold on. Give me a second.
That's okay. No, you take your time. Did you forget your password? That's always a frustrating
part. Yeah, I got to figure it out here.
Let's see. That's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, man. And I don't want to pile on Kevin Weeks, but like, and to spoil that Columbus will not get him out of left field, out of nowhere. Like, what happened in that production meeting where he just decided out of nowhere, when Bill Daly has not spoken about who is going to be the third overall pick, he just decides that they're going to break. So there's our first change. Columbus is picking third overall.
Yeah, I think that was a boo-boo from Kevin Adams.
What happened
from,
there?
Kevin Weeks.
What happened there?
I just said Kevin Adams. I don't know.
Kevin Adams having a good day. He didn't move. Yeah, found out his pick early, picking 13th.
Yeah, he's probably good on his way home to Clarence right now, just like, yeah, no, I'm sitting in a good spot.
He's going
right
to get home for dinner. It's great.
Hopefully he's listening to us.
He doesn't even have to do a big interview with ESPN today. He's like, this is great.
Nope. Doesn't have to.
Good for Kevin Adams.
All right, so according to Scott Wheeler, Scott Wheeler, ranking of the Blackhawks prospects heading into, when did he do this? He did this back in February. Every year, like midseason, he does his top NHL prospect pool rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago finished number 5, which is kind of surprising to me.
Maybe we were a bit wrong here.
Some of the names, yes. I forgot a couple of names because I was looking at cap friendlies under contract things, and there are a couple of guys that aren't under contract. Kevin Korchinski is number 1. top pick in last year's draft. Defenseman, played with Seattle this year. Okay. Lucas Reichel, guy who's on the cusp of breaking into the NHL, probably makes it full-time next year and has an impact. Mm-hmm. Frank Nazer is another first-round pick from last year that they have. He's playing at the University of Michigan. I think he is committed. I think I saw that he's committed to go back for another year. He was injured for most of this year anyway.
Okay.
Ryan Green from Boston University is number four. He's a center. Let's see. Where was he picked? I'm trying to remember where he was picked. But either way, he's number four. He goes to Boston University, and he was picked in the second round of last year's draft. Okay, understandable. Number five, Sam Rinzel plays in the USHL, right-hand shot defenseman. Mm-hmm. He was the other first-round pick last year. So their top four picks are all right up there in the top five of last year. I think at least they're top four picks.
I want to feel good about something tonight. Where's Buffalo in his ranking?
Buffalo.
Oh, this is going to sting. I was hoping it was going to be higher. This may not go well for me. This has turned out to be a bad decision, I think.
I have to look back.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. I feel bad because I don't have it right here ready to go.
That's okay.
It also is notable that just in 2022, when Scott Wheeler did these, mm-hmm. he had Chicago ranked 25th.
So it kind of just changed.
It just changed and jumped significantly. Kind of helps when you have three first-round picks go your way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of go from there. Because if I remember correctly, did they have a first-round pick in 2021?
I guess that's the thing. I was more on the ice product. I was more judging Chicago off. They don't have any young players already on the Blackhawks. But it sounds like they are actually pretty good in terms of the pipeline and in their AHL teams and juniors and stuff like that. So, okay.
All right. Buffalo actually ranked one below Chicago, sixth, with their prospect pool.
Ridiculous.
According to Scott Wheeler from The Athletic.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Let's see if I can pull up Buffalo's.
Furious.
Here we go.
It's because they lost their third second-round pick. That's why. There it is.
Well, they ranked number one in 2022
okay.
at the midseason point for Scott Wheeler. So they dropped five positions. But still, Matthew Savoy is number one, obvious. Mm-hmm. I think number two is pretty obvious.
Yuri Kulich, yep.
Number three, I think you can get.
Is he having Devin Levi on the prospect pool
yep.
or no? Okay.
Yep. But it's not Devin Levi.
It's not Devin Levi?
It's not at number three.
Noah Oslund
is number three.
Oh, wow.
Number four is Devin Levi.
I mean, interesting decision.
Mm-hmm. Number five is Isak Rosén.
Okay, yep. Doing very well, I think, now over in Rochester.
Yes, very well, very well. Number six, still don't know what's happening here, Ryan Johnson.
He likes to keep us guessing. I can only assume that is the reason.
I mean, for me, like, if I'm Ryan Johnson, if I'm in his shoes, like, mm-hmm. what is it not to like about Buffalo? What, you're going to potentially go to Rochester to play next year? Even then, I think there could be a case where he might play himself into a position where he could make the roster.
Oh, yeah. There's a big needed defense for
unless
the Sabres.
Unless they
the
go out
three.
And get that right shot defenseman to go pair with Owen Power.
Matt Dumba, baby.
You've got, let's see, Joki Haru would slide down to the third right wing right defenseman spot, and your third left defenseman spot would be, it's not Bryson.
Nope. Not Joki Haru.
No, well, Joki Haru would be on the right side. I'm drawing a huge blank. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank, but Lyubushkin maybe. I don't know.
It's not like there's a ton there on the defense outside of the big three. It's a big question mark after those guys.
And I feel bad because I should know this off the top of my head because, the season only ended about a month ago, so it should still be fresh in my mind. Let's see. Riley Stillman would be on the team still. That's a potential option. Yeah, no, that's about it. That's really about it.
Yep.
So you might need an upgrade at your at your second or at your third left defenseman spot. Plus your defense in the AHL is just they're playing fine right now, but they're not under contract next year.
Yep.
Lawrence Pilot's an unrestricted free agent. Joe Ciccone's unrestricted. Jeremy Davies unrestricted. Austin Strand unrestricted.
Are you still a big Lawrence Pilot guy?
I am.
Always are.
Hey, yeah, listen, I saw him score that overtime winner the other night, and one of the first things I said was free pilot.
I did, okay. I saw that tweet. All right, yep, good.
I still like Lawrence Pilot.
Never let go.
I don't know what he's going to do after this year. I don't know if he's going to go back to Sweden. I don't know if he stays and signs another contract with the Sabres.
It was kind of weird when he was brought back.
Paul,
I think that was kind of like a forgotten piece that everyone kind of thought was just gone.
Well, that's a situation too, because he was playing in Russia. He was in the KHL.
Mm-hmm.
And that situation with his team, he got his contract terminated because he did resign. He was going to stay over there and play, to my understanding. He was going to stay and play. He was going to continue his career over in the KHL for another year after he had signed a new contract to re-up. But the war breaks out, and there was a couple of things where, I guess, the team he was playing for, Tractor Chelyabinsk, that team was very in support of Putin. It was very, very Putin-esque with their support for the war.
Yep.
And I think Pilot and a bunch of the other players that were not Russians were just kind of like, yeah, no, we don't want to be part of this.
We're out. We're done.
So, but in that case, the Sabres still had the rights to Pilot for one more year.
Okay.
Because they had tendered him as a restricted free agent when he originally went over to Russia before the war and everything like that. So he comes back, signs. It was an option for him. He plays this year and especially as of late has played really well. So it's really interesting to see. Paul seems to think, I think he wrote in one of his articles at WGR550.com that maybe he decides to just sign an AHL contract next year and stay in Rochester. I think he's better than that. I think he could get another NHL contract.
Yeah.
And if the Sabres need defensive depth, why not?
That's the thing, why not? I mean, he kind of fits how they play defense anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is interesting because I think, you know, you're going to need a secondary right-wing defenseman to play with Owen Power, and you might just need an upgrade at your third left defenseman over a Riley Stillman, or if you want to play Ilya Lyubushkin on the left side, over him. But we'll see.
It's interesting. It's interesting right now with the Sabres. They're picking a 13th. We know that officially.
They're picking at 13th officially. It's official.
In a very, very talented class. They also have 2 second-round picks as well.
Correct.
I don't imagine Buffalo gets a little wild here in the first round and try to move up. I don't imagine that happens.
I mean, if they did, that would be great. But I just don't imagine. With the talent that's there, I don't think any team's going to move.
Yeah, I think everyone's just going to sit back, take the best player. Honestly, with how loaded the forward group is, Buffalo can sit back at 13 and maybe pick the top defensive prospect here just because everyone's going to go forwards.
Yep.
So
that's very, very logistical.
So I think the draft is still interesting for Buffalo. I feel bad for teams like Anaheim and Columbus.
We'll get to that when we come back from the break, but I will just say one more thing before we go to break. The Rasmus Ristolainen trade still resonates in a positive way for the Sabres because that second round pick comes from Philadelphia as part of that trade.
What a trade, baby.
Oh,
Scott Fletcher should have never been fired. I will stand by that.
Oh,
he should have stayed in Philadelphia forever so that everyone could take advantage of him.
It was
amazing.
Just let the Flyers be eternally bad.
Every trade he made, everyone was like, Chuck Fletcher clearly lost that trade. Beautiful. Love it. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show tonight. This is WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. You're listening to The Nightcap. This is WGR.
The first overall selection in the 2023 NHL Draft belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yay. Couldn't be happier. So thrilled. Welcome back to WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. Zach Jones, Brayton Wilson, along with you for one final segment. We do know the draft lottery has happened. The Chicago Blackhawks do hold the number one overall pick this year. They will be selecting Connor Bedard. That is all but assured. At number two, the Anaheim Ducks, who now have come in second in both the Connor Bedard sweepstakes and the Sidney Crosby sweepstakes. And in third, the Columbus Blue Jackets. While the Buffalo Sabres stay pat. It is all chalk. They stay at number 13 overall. Oh, boy. It had to be Chicago?
So let's also just recap how the draft lottery kind of goes. So we run through the teams.
We get through
the top three. Kevin Weeks spoils the Blue Jackets losing out on the draft lottery and then moving to three before they even announce it. What's going on? Wait a minute. Columbus actually lost the draft. That wasn't announced. That wasn't part of the plans. It happened. Then it gets to the number one pick. Chicago gets announced. And then for whatever reason, The Anaheim Ducks card is flipped upside down when it's presented.
It was just, it was so bad. It was,
you know what,
so,
that's
going to
create
so
now, Zach? Conspiracy theories.
And we love conspiracy
theories. It's going to create conspiracy theories of, oh, well, they flipped Anaheim upside down, good, so they knew not to flip that card up for number one.
Good. I'm ready. That's all I want. I want us to spend the next 15 years talking about this, Brady.
Please, no.
It's all I want. It's all I want. That's honestly what I need after tonight, is that for 15 years we will sit there and go, the NHL rigged it, even if they didn't. And they probably didn't.
No,
but
they
don't.
Need
that.
They don't,
but I need
they
that.
Don't rig it. It's just stupid. The draft lottery is always stupid. All right.
Oh,
you want to know some of the
let's do it.
Top prospects who could be available for the Sabres if they with the 13th pick?
Let's do it. I'm
all
excited.
Right. Well, I think we made mention of the defensive group.
Yep.
We made mention that they could be a an interesting group. So, according to many draft lottery or draft mocks that are out there, the people that still do them, and it'll probably increase the closer we get to the draft, and probably actually tonight, there's probably about 24 people probably coming up with mock drafts, whether it's experts or whether it's, you know, people who want to just get out there and put one out, which is great for them. Good for them. 13th overall, though, a lot of interesting names that could come about. And I tweeted it out this morning on some of those names, so little tease. And if you want to go check that out and check out some of the names, head over to WGR550.com, or not WGR550.com. Sorry, I didn't write an article. Twitter, at Brayton J. Wilson on Twitter. Some of the interesting names include two defensemen the Sabres could select. Good news, both of them right-shot defensemen, because the Sabres' depth doesn't necessarily have great right-shot defensemen. Axel Sandin Pelikka, a Swedish defenseman who played a lot this year in the Swedish Hockey League, which, you know, for a guy of his stature, he's only, I think, 5'10", 5'11", but he played a lot. He skates really well. He's very much an offensive threat with the puck from the blue line. He's certainly a guy that the Sabres, I think, could easily look to add and let him grow and develop in Sweden for a couple of years before bringing him over and seeing what he could do. Another right-shot defenseman, David Reinbacher. David Reinbacher is originally a native of Austria, but played in the Swiss Hockey League this year. So he played at the top professional league in the Swiss Hockey League. Was actually teammates with Arttu Ruotsalainen over in Switzerland.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's see. Other names include Braden Jaeger. He is a centerman, played with Moose Jaw in the Western Hockey League this year. A guy who 6 foot, 165 pounds, is really kind of an offensive playmaker down the middle of the ice. And again, I apologize because probably some of these players I made mention of this morning, I've watched them enough to kind of know where they could fit in, but not necessarily can tell you everything about them that are just, like, really good. Edward Schall is a very interesting name just because, again, I mentioned him earlier. He's a big body on the wing. Played in the Czech Republic this year. It's just really interesting in terms of what he can bring. And I'll throw one more name out there just because it gives a lot of people nostalgia when they hear the name. Gabe Perreault played with the U.S. national team this year. Actually set the record and broke Austin Matthews' scoring record in the U.S.
Ooh,
national
that's exciting.
Program.
That one's exciting. All right.
So, yeah, so interesting names.
Some names to keep track of who could potentially be at number 13. Sabres stay pat where they were projected to go at 13. And again, real quick before we wrap up tonight, the winners of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery are the Chicago Blackhawks in second, the Anaheim Ducks, who come second in not only the Connor Bedard sweepstakes, but the Sidney Crosby as well, and rounding out the top three, the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's going to do it for our coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. Thank you for joining me and Brayton Wilson tonight. I'll be back tomorrow for the Extra Point Show, and coming up tomorrow at 6, Sal and Joe will get our morning started as we cover not only the Draft Lottery, but also the NFL schedule, which will release on Thursday. Thank you for listening, and this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The first overall selection in the 2023 NHL Draft belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yay. Couldn't be happier. So thrilled. Welcome back to WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. Zach Jones, Brayton Wilson, along with you for one final segment. We do know the draft lottery has happened. The Chicago Blackhawks do hold the number one overall pick this year. They will be selecting Connor Bedard. That is all but assured. At number two, the Anaheim Ducks, who now have come in second in both the Connor Bedard sweepstakes and the Sidney Crosby sweepstakes. And in third, the Columbus Blue Jackets. While the Buffalo Sabres stay pat. It is all chalk. They stay at number 13 overall. Oh, boy. It had to be Chicago?
So... Let's also just recap how the draft lottery kind of goes. So we run through the teams, through the top three. Kevin Weeks spoils the Blue Jackets losing out on the draft lottery and then moving to three before they even announce it.
Everyone's like, what's going on?
Wait a minute. Columbus actually lost the draft. That wasn't announced. That wasn't part of the plans. It happened. Then it gets to the number one pick. Chicago gets announced. And then for whatever reason... the Anaheim Ducks card is flipped upside down when it's presented.
It was so bad.
You know what that's going to create now, Zach? Conspiracy theories.
And we love conspiracy theories.
It's going to create conspiracy theories of, oh, well, they flipped Anaheim upside down, so they knew not to flip that card up for number one.
Good. I'm ready. That's all I want. I want us to spend the next 15 years talking about this, Brady. That's all I want. That's honestly what I need after tonight, is that for 15 years we will sit there and go, the NHL rigged it, even if they didn't. And they probably didn't.
No, but I need that. They don't. But I need that. They don't rig it. It's just stupid. The draft lottery is always stupid. All right. You want to know some of the
Let's do it.
Top prospects who could be available for the Sabres if they with the 13th pick?
Let's do it. I'm all excited.
Right. Well, I think we made mention of the defensive group.
Yep.
We made mention that they could be an interesting group. So, according to many draft lottery or draft mocks that are out there, the people that still do them, and it'll probably increase the closer we get to the draft, and probably actually tonight, there's probably about two dozen people probably coming up with mock drafts, whether it's experts or whether it's people who want to just get out there and put one out, which is great for them, good for them. 13th overall, though, a lot of interesting names that could come about. And I tweeted it out this morning on some of those names, so little tease. And if you want to go check that out and check out some of the names, head over to WGR550.com, or not WGR550.com. Sorry, I didn't write an article. Twitter, at Brayton J. Wilson on Twitter. Some of the interesting names include two defensemen the Sabres could select. Good news, both of them right shot defensemen, because the Sabres' depth doesn't necessarily have great right shot defensemen. Axel Sandin Pelikka, a Swedish defenseman who played a lot this year in the Swedish Hockey League, which, you know, for a guy of his stature, he's only, I think, 5'10", 5'11", but he played a lot. He skates really well. He's very much an offensive threat with the puck from the blue line. He's certainly a guy that the Sabres, I think, could easily look to add and let him grow and develop in Sweden for a couple of years before bringing him over and seeing what he could do. Another right shot defenseman, David Reinbacher. David Reinbacher is originally a native of Austria, but played in the Swiss Hockey League this year. So he played at the top professional league in the Swiss Hockey League, was actually teammates with Arttu Ruotsalainen over in Switzerland.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's see. Other names include Braden Jaeger. He is a centerman, played with Moose Jaw in the Western Hockey League this year. A guy who 6 foot, 165 pounds, is really kind of an offensive playmaker down the middle of the ice. And again, I apologize because some of these players I made mention of this morning, I've watched them enough to kind of know where they could fit in, but not necessarily can tell you everything about them that are like really good. Edward Schall is a very interesting name just because, again, I mentioned him earlier. He's a big body on the wing. Playing the Czech Republic this year is just really interesting in terms of what he can bring. And I'll throw one more name out there just because it gives a lot of people nostalgia when they hear the name. Gabe Perreault played with the U.S. national team this year. Actually set the record and broke Austin Matthews' scoring record in the U.S.
Ooh,
national
that's exciting.
Program.
That one's exciting. All right.
So, yeah, so interesting names.
Some names to keep track of who could potentially be at number 13. Sabres stay pat where they were projected to go at 13. And again, real quick before we wrap up tonight, the winners of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery are the Chicago Blackhawks in second, the Anaheim Ducks, who come second in not only the Connor Bedard sweepstakes, but the Sidney Crosby as well, and rounding out the top three, the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's going to do it for our coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. Thank you for joining me and Brayton Wilson tonight. I'll be back tomorrow for the Extra Point Show, and coming up tomorrow at 6, Sal and Joe will get our morning started as we cover not only the Draft Lottery, but also the NFL schedule, which will release on Thursday. Thank you for listening, and this is WGR.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.